Right. Is this working?
Hello. Good morning.
大家早上好。
All right. 弟兄姐妹平安。
Good morning.
Okay. I'm honored and excited to come and share with you this morning.
我很激动今天早上有时间和大家一起分享。
It's been a while since I got to share with this congregation. Usually, I'm speaking on the English side.
平常的话，我一般会是在我们的英语堂里边来布道。
And today, I want to share about the power of the cross.
今天我想跟大家分享的是十字架的大能。
And what I want you to know is that the power of the cross, not religion, is what saves us.
我想告诉大家的是，是十字架的大能，而不是。宗教信仰啊，来救了我们。
Now we know in the book of Galatians, Paul is teaching the Galatians because there was a party of people that were trying to convince the Galatian church that they had to follow the Old Testament law in order to be good Christians.
在加拉太书里面，保罗所想讲的是。因为在加拉太教会里边有一群人，他们认为是靠遵行律法来成圣。
So Paul begins with this chapter, exclaiming, "O foolish Galatians!"
保罗呢就是以这样的经文来开始说无知的加拉太人啊。
And again, he says in verse 3, "Why are you so foolish?"
在经文的第三节他说加拉太人你为什么如此的无知？
And if we remember the question that he asked in verse 3, he said this, Having begun your walk in faith by the Holy Spirit, are you trying to perfect your faith using your flesh?
保罗反问他们说，你们是靠圣灵来入门，难道你们现在就要靠肉体来成全吗？
I think what he means is, we know from the word and from our teaching that faith is, or our salvation is through grace.By the Holy Spirit.
我想保罗想说的是，我们可以成圣是因为神的恩典。
But many times we fall into this mindset that we have to prove ourselves or we have to make sure we measure up to what is a good Christian.
但是在更多的时候，我们常常有这样的想法，我们需要做得很好，来做一个很好的基督徒。
And I have to admit, I am that fool.
我必须得承认来说，我也是如此的无知。
I remember when I became a Christian, how I felt the relief and just the joy of knowing that Jesus sacrificed himself for me and made a way for me to be acceptable by God.
我还清晰地记得，当我刚刚成为基督徒的时候，我是如此的兴奋，因为我知道主耶稣基督救赎了我，他接受了我。
And as I grew as a Christian, I began to compare myself with other believers.
但当我在渐渐成长的时候，我开始和其他的基督徒来对比。
And think, well, maybe that person, maybe God is happier with their life because they're doing this. Maybe I need to do that too.
我老在想说也许上帝对于另一群基督徒会比较的喜欢，因为他们在做一些不同的事情。
And it's not the same, I know, as the Old Testament law, but still, you start to create a law for yourself of what you have to do to be accepted by God.
尽管我知道这个和旧约时代的律法是不一样的，但是我们常常依然在我们的心里边创造一些新的律法。
The funny thing is, when I moved from one place or one church to another church, I had a different idea of what I have to do to be good enough.
最有意思的事情是，当我从一个教会换到另一个教会的时候，我会发现，作为一个好的基督徒，我会需要不同的标准。
And I ask questions like that in my sinful heart. I ask, "Am I good enough?"
So, 我常常在我心里边问，我真的是一个好的信徒吗
？What do I have to do to be a good Christian?
我需要做什么才能成为一个好的基督徒
？I was saved by God's.Grace, but I just felt this need to become worthy in my own strength.
我因为神的恩典得救，但是我常常觉得我需要靠着我自己的行为来配得这样一个恩典。
Or even this morning, I'm standing before you and preaching God's word this morning.
即使在今天早上我站在你们的面前来布道。
And during this week, I felt pressure.
在过去这个星期，我感到很大的压力。
I got to demonstrate that I really know how to preach God's word.
我觉得我需要向你们证明我知道如何的来传神的话语。
And I can fall into that temptation of trying in all of my own wisdom to come up with a very good sermon for all of you.
很容易的，我就会落入这样的陷阱。我需要准备一个很好的讲道，然后才来，来证明我是一个好的基督徒。
So that when we're done, you can say, "Oh, that tall guy, he really knows how to."
我心里想的是 ，OK， 当我今天早上结束我的布道的时候，你们会说，看那个高个子的人，他真的知道如何讲道。
Yet in Luke chapter 12, Jesus tells us not to be worried about what you're going to say when you're put to question, that the Holy Spirit will give you words as you need them.
在路加福音十二章里边，主耶稣这样说：说你不需要担心你要做什么，你要讲什么，圣灵会告诉你当做当讲的事情。
Now I believe that the Bible says I have the Holy Spirit, and the challenge is to live in submission.To him, instead of trying to take control of my faith myself, right?
我相信圣经上所讲的，我拥有圣灵，我可以对付所有的挑战。
So how about you?
你怎么样呢？
Where in your walk are you like the foolish Galatians?
当你在往前走路与神同行的时候，你像不像那些无知的加拉太人呢？
Jesus says that he came that we might have life and have it abundantly.
主耶稣说他来不仅仅是为了让我们得生命，而且是让我们得的更丰盛。
I really think that all of us want an abundant life.
我真的相信我们每一个人都希望更丰富的生命。
We each have a personal idea of what that might look like.
我们每一个人有不同的理解关于什么叫做更丰盛的生命。
I even think that our countries tell us an idea of what that might look like.
甚至在不同的国家你也会有不同的理解。
The American dream is that the individual can rise up out of poverty and work hard and achieve anything.
美国梦呢，在美国的标准就是你工作的非常辛苦，努力工作，然后你可以脱离贫困。
And I know I'm sure there's a Chinese dream too. And
今天我们也有中国梦。
But we are citizens of a different kingdom.
I'm sorry.
We are citizens of a different kingdom.
但是我们是属于不同国度的子民。
What does it look like to live in abundance in the kingdom of God?
究竟在神的国度里边过一个更丰富的生命是什么样子呢？
Where is our hope?
我们的希望在哪里？
Where is our rest?
我们的安息在哪里？
Where is our value?
我们的价值在哪里？
Is it in the cross of Jesus Christ, or is it in our career, in our education?
究竟是在主耶稣里边，还是在我们的教育以及我们成功的事业里边？
Are we valuable and acceptable because of what Jesus did, or are we valuable and acceptable because of what we can do ourselves?
我们拥有价值是因为主耶稣为我们做了什么，还是因为我们努力的在为我们自己做什么？
When you discipline your life, are you disciplining your life to the values of the world around you, or to the laws of our Holy Father?
当你在规划你自己人生的时候，你是按照世俗的标准在规划，还是按照主耶稣的标准在规划你自己的生活？
Are we living in the flesh, or are we living in the spirit?
我们究竟是靠肉体，还是靠灵命来活？
Looking back at the Galatians here, this first segment of verses, Paul is talking about God's wisdom and the experience of the Galatians as evidence against them.
在加拉太书的前边保罗所讲的主要是对加拉太人讲。So, like, can you repeat?
He's appealing to the wisdom of God and to the experience of the Galatians.
Okay, 他是在呼吁两件事情，一件事情是主耶稣的智慧，另外一件事情是加拉太人自己的经验。
And you might ask, where do you see the wisdom of God in this passage?
你可能会问，在这些经文里边，哪些地方可以看出来神的智慧
？But as Paul points out the foolishness of the Galatians,
就像保罗所指出来的加拉太人的无知。
He points out the foolishness of the Galatians in light of the wisdom of God.
他指出他们的无知是在主耶稣的智慧里边指出他们的无知。
And the wisdom of God is the cross of Jesus Christ.
上帝的智慧是在于主耶稣的十字架上边。
And this is important that we begin here at the cross, just where Paul began in verse 1.
这个非常的重要。
So, the cross is something many of us wear as fashion.
在今天来说, 许多人会佩戴十字架, 作为一个时尚的标准。
The cross is something that every church has in it somewhere.
就像在这个地方我们也摆有一座十字架。
If you're driving on McCormick going toward Lindbergh, you might see three wooden crosses on the side of the road.
当你在 Lindbergh 那条路上开车的时候，也会看见好几座十字架。
Of course, we know that that in our culture, in American culture, means that someone died there.
当然，你在我们美国的文化里边，那个意味着有人可能在那个地方过世了。
So we worship at the cross, but we also mourn at the cross.
我们一方面呢，我们崇拜十字架；另外一方面呢，我们在十字架，我们以十字架来代替我们的悲哀。
So what is the wisdom of God in this cross?
究竟上帝的智慧在十字架上体现在哪里？
The Bible teaches that all of us were created by God.
圣经告诉我们，我们都是被神所造的。
He created us to be perfect and good.
我们被造是完美的。
It says in the Bible that we were made fearfully and wonderfully.
在它里面，我们的被造是完美的。
That we were made in God's image.
我们是按照神的形象所创造的。
But in His giving us freedom, we chose to sin. We chose to go away from His law.
他给我们智慧，但是我们却选择犯罪，我们选择离开他。
So we've rejected God's purposes for our lives, and we've tried to create our own purposes.
我们拒绝了神在我们身上的旨意，而我们自己在选择我们自己生活的标准和目的。
Because each person is different, going in a different direction, we have conflict.
每一个人呢都有不同的理解，我们也有不同的标准，我们向不同的方向行走。
We have war, we have disharmony in our lives.
我们会有战争，我们也会有不和谐在我们中间。
So in the Old Testament, God revealed Himself and gave a law to His servant Moses.
所以在旧约里边呢，神给了摩西一些律法。
And He created a people out of Abraham. He created the nation of Israel to be a light to the nations.
他有亚伯拉罕，他甚至创造了他自己的一个跟随的民族以色列。
So all they had to do was follow God's law, and they could be God's perfect people.
他们所需要做的就是跟从主的旨意。
But even with those laws and those ordinances, the people of Israel could not be perfect.
即使拥有那些律法和清楚的标准，以色列人依然不能够跟从主的脚步。
And though there are many other examples, this is my main example for why religion has failed.
有很多的例子，但是在这个地方呢，我给你一个例子来证明宗教信仰是会失败的。
And I want to say that again, religion failed.
是宗教会失败。
Why do I say that?
为什么我这样说呢？
I believe that religion is essentially what we can do in order to become worthy and acceptable to a holy God.
我相信宗教的意思就是说，我们可以做什么，然后我们配得上帝所给我们预备的。
We are not able to live a perfect enough life in order to be holy and acceptable to a perfect God.
我们是没有那样的能力的。 可以活出一个完美、完善、没有瑕疵的生活，然后可以被神所接纳。
The Bible even says that those that did not have God's law created a law for themselves, and by that law, they failed.
圣经上也说，甚至对于那些没有律法的人，他们可以自己创造一些条条框框来规则他们自己的生活。即使如此，他们依然不能够完全的遵守。
God had one solution that He had prepared from the beginning of time for this problem.
上帝呢，从最开始的时候，他就有一个标准。
That He would give His only Son, that whoever believes in Him would not die, but would have eternal life.
啊，上帝最开始就给了一个解决的办法，就是他赐下他唯一的爱子，啊，为我们死，啊，然后让所信从他的人，啊，不至灭亡，反得永生。
God's solution was that he would give his son Christ, perfect as he was, to die on the cross in our place for our sins.
啊，上帝呢就让他唯一的爱子死在十字架上，为了我们的罪被钉死。
That by his blood we would be healed and clean before holy God.
因着他的宝血，我们会被洁净，我们也会被得医治。
This is God's wisdom and power.
这就是上帝的智慧。
1 Corinthians says this in verse 21 to 25. Since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, that is, that in our own wisdom and education, we have not been able to prove God and demonstrate God's existence. It pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs, and Gentiles seek wisdom.But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and to Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God.
哥林多前书一章二十一到二十五节这样说：世人凭自己的智慧，既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。犹太人是要神迹，希利人是求智慧，我们却是传定十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧，因神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。
This was the God's wisdom and power.
这就是上帝的智慧。
That Christ died for you so that you could be included into the household of God.
啊，因为啊，主耶稣基督在十字架上被钉死，我们也可以成为神家中的一员。
By the power of the cross, we are justified.
啊，因为十字架，我们可以称义。
And not only that, there's something even to me even more fascinating here.God says that not only are we justified by the power of the cross, but God is justified.
啊，不仅仅是如此，有更让人啊感到啊啊迷恋的事情，就是不仅仅是我们被啊可以因此啊被称义，即使我们在天上的父也可以被因啊被这样子被称义。
Now, before you throw me off the stage, let me show you Romans here.Chapter 3, 25 to 26.
罗马书二十二章二十五到二十六节，三章二十五二十六节。
God put forward Christ as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in His divine forbearance He had passed over former sins. It was to show His righteousness at the present time, so that He might be just and the justifier.Of the one who has faith in Jesus.
啊，神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
So this is what it's saying. God loved us so much that even before Christ was on this earth, He was forgiving.He was merciful. He showed grace.
啊，主啊，神如此的爱我们，即使 Can you repeat even?
Before Jesus was on the cross,
okay,
God showed grace and forgiveness.
甚至啊，在主耶稣基督被钉十字架以前，他已经爱我们了。
And so, God cannot forgive us and be just without payment for our sin.
上帝不能够原谅我们，如果没有主耶稣被钉死十字架来付上我们的债。
Jesus' death on the cross is essential for God to be able to forgive us and still be a righteous, holy, and just God.
主耶稣被钉死十字架不仅仅是为了让我们称义，也可以是让上帝的公义可以再次显明。
To me, this really shows God's love in such an intense way.
啊，对我来说，这可以充分地显明上帝的爱是如此的浓厚。
Now we can see all over Scripture that Jesus was a plan from the beginning.
啊，我们可以从很多的经文可以看出来，主耶稣基督呢，从最开始就是一个计划。
But to think that God knew the sacrifice he would have to make in order to love and forgive the people that he loved so much is, it's warming to my heart.
所以说如果我们知道啊，这个从一开始就是啊，上帝的一个计划，我们心里边会感到非常的温暖。
We cannot forget the power of the cross.
Cannot forget the power of the...
Cannot forget.
The power. Forget, okay.我们不能够忘记十字架的大能。
Yeah. Now I've talked a little bit about experience, but I'd like to reflect just a little bit more about our own experience.
我讲了一点点经验，现在呢，我希望可以讲更多一点我自己的经验。
We are saved by the power of the cross.
我们呢，因着十字架的大能呢，我们被拯救了。
Because of the power of the cross, we have forgiveness from God.
因为十字架上面的大能呢，我们被上帝所原谅了。
We are acceptable to him.
我们被上帝所接纳了。
And we are being made perfect through his Holy Spirit.
因着他，我们变得完美。
And we all have his Holy Spirit.
我们都拥有他的圣灵。
We all know that, right?
我们都知道。
But what if Paul asked you directly, did you receive the...Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? If Paul asked you that question, what would you say?
如果是保罗问你你知道这样一个道理是因为can you repeat?
Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith?
By works of.
Yeah, by the flesh, by works of the law, or by hearing with faith.
Okay, so 你知道这样的道理，你是你是 by
verse 3 in Galatians. The question, did you receive?
Okay. So 你是靠着圣灵呢，还是靠着你的肉体
？Yeah. So.I think most of us know the academic answer, right?
我想我们大家都知道理论上什么是正确的答案。
If we're Christians and we've read our Bibles, we'd say, oh, it's by hearing with faith.
Yeah, 当我们是基督徒的话，当然我们会选择说，好，我是靠着信心来认识的。
But in your own experience, can you reflect?
但是在你个人的经验里边，你真的有这样的领受吗？
What did it mean for you when you heard the gospel and you accepted Jesus?
究竟它意味着什么？当你听到福音的时候，你接受了它。
Did you understand the weight of your sin and the intense love God had for you?
你有没有理解你罪恶的深重以及上帝深沉的爱在你身上
？Were you moved by God's heart for you?
你有没有受感动
？Or you just liked the food? You just enjoyed the company, enjoyed the food.
Okay, 或者你就是仅仅的享受这样一个免费的事情。
And you know I'm joking there, but when we think about who Jesus is to us, if we forget the power of his love for us,
如果说我们忘掉主耶稣他的爱我们的大能的话
then in our minds and in our hearts, God becomes more distant.
在我们的心里边，我们会觉得上帝离我们非常的遥远。
And we begin to retreat back into religion.
我们开始渐渐地回归到一个宗教信仰上边。
We begin to think through that again and say, I have to do this and this in order to be accepted by God.
然后我们就会常常地想，我需要做这个做那个，然后最后才可以被上帝所接纳。
And our eyes turn away from Jesus and turn onto ourselves. Am I doing it right? Am I good enough?
然后我们的眼睛呢就会转离耶稣，而靠更多的来靠看自己在做什么。
And then when that happens, we begin to compare ourselves with others.
然后当那个发生的话，我们就会常常的来彼此的来对比。
But Jesus hasn't called us into that kind of life. He's called us into freedom.
但是呢，主耶稣呼召我们，并不是让我们拥有这样的生活。他想让我们拥有的是自由。
He's called us into a relationship with Him.
他呢，呼召我们是希望我们拥有一个和他拥有一个关系。
So let's look at the second half of this Galatians passage. Paul introduces Abraham into his argument.
我们再来看加拉太书的下半部分啊，保罗呢来。来向加拉太人介绍啊。So what did you say? So
introduces Abraham into the.
Okay, 在这个后边呢，就开始介绍啊，信心之父啊，亚伯拉罕。
And in verse 6, he says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness.
在第六节说，正如亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
Now let's just recall a few things about Abraham.
让我们来现在来回忆一下亚伯拉罕。
So God had called Abraham out of his hometown.
啊，神呢就把亚伯拉罕呢从他的故土呢呼召出来。
And said, "Go to a land that I will show you."
然后告诉他说，你去一个地方，我将会向你显明的一个地方去。
And Abraham therefore left his family and left his home country.
然后亚伯拉罕呢就离开了他的家乡和故土。
For the call of God.
因着神的呼召。
God gave him a big promise.
上帝给到了他一个很大的愿景。
That he would make Abraham into a great nation.
他告诉说他将会一个 great nation.
Yeah.
一个伟大的国度。
And even in the midst of that promise, Abraham was willing, if God had commanded, to sacrifice his son.
就是在这样一个过程中间呢，亚伯拉罕愿意牺牲他的自己的儿子。
He believed God with such a depth that his faith was stronger than his fear.
就是他相信神爱他足够深，他因着他的信仰，他战胜了他的惧怕。
His faith in the resurrection.Was stronger than his fear of the death of his son.
重生的信仰呢，战胜了他对死亡的惧怕。
We know that God did not allow him to kill his son.
我们知道最终神并没有允许他杀掉他的儿子。
But Abraham demonstrated by that action that he had 100% faith in God at that moment.
但是通过那样的行为呢，亚伯拉罕证明了他对神有100%的信号。
And what was the result of his strong faith in God?
究竟这样一个强烈的信号导致了什么？
Well, apart from being given the promises of God, he walked with God, he talked with God.
他和与神行走，他和神交谈。
He had a relationship with him.
他与神有一种关系。
This is very different from religion.
这个关系呢和宗教信仰是完全不一样的。
And I challenge you to look back into Genesis at the chapter that discusses God choosing Abraham.
我建议大家呢看一下创世纪里边神是如何拣选亚伯拉罕的。
It's chapter 12, if I remember correctly.
如果我没有记错的话，是在第十二章。
And Abraham, try to find out if what did Abraham do to deserve God's choosing him?
究竟亚伯拉罕做了什么，让他配得上帝的拣选？
And I think what you'll find is it doesn't tell us anything about what he did to deserve.
如果你仔细研究也的话，你会发现其实亚伯拉罕没有做任何东西让他配得如此的拣选。
Just as you and I, it was God's grace that brought him into relationship.
就像你和我，这是上帝的旨意，亚伯拉罕被拣选。
So we're not here because of what we have done.
不仅仅不是因为我们做了什么。
We're here because of what God has done for us.
我们在这里是因为上帝在我们身上成就了什么。
And he calls us to not religion, but he calls us to relationship.
他呼召我们，不是让我们来遵从一个宗教信仰，而是来谨守一个和他的关系。
So I want to take a look at Ephesians.
下面呢，我们来看一下以弗所书。
And I want to read to you verses 11 to 14.
第二章十一到十四节。
This is one of my favorite sections of Ephesians. I love this part.
这是尼克最喜欢的经文。
It says, Therefore, remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands, remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in the flesh the dividing wall of hostility.
把 Nick 最喜欢的经文再用中文念一下。所以你们应当纪念，你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没受割礼的。这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起的。那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得亲近了。因他使我们和睦，将两下合二为一，拆毁了中间割断的墙。
I love this verse because it talks about the power of the cross.
我喜欢这些经文，因为它讲述了十字架的大能。
But it does not talk about what we do.
它没有讲述我们要做什么。
And I don't mean to minimize sin.
我在这里所讲的不是来讲我们所犯的罪呢，来矮化我们所犯的罪。
But this passage talks about who we are.
这些经文呢，讲述的是我们究竟是谁。
It uses words like alienated, far away, foreigners.
他用的经文都是局外人，不相关的人。
But then by the power of the cross, we are brought near into God's family.
因着十字架的大能，我们得以靠近主，成为神家里面的人。
And it tells us that it was by the blood of Jesus Christ.
这个是因着主耶稣在十字架上所流出的宝血。
It says that we were alienated and without God, without hope.
他讲的是我们最开始是局外人，我们没有希望。
But the blood of Christ has brought us near to God again.
但是十字架的宝血把我们拉近靠近主耶稣，靠近神。
And here's why in verse 19.
这个地方讲的是原因，第十九节。
So then you are no longer strangers, you are no longer aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
This is amazing good news.
这个真的是令人惊喜的一个好消息。
Household of God sounds very different than just kingdom, doesn't it? Household sounds different than kingdom.
Okay, household. Okay, 家呢听起来和一个王国是非常的不一样。
And the kingdom of God is important, but when I think of kingdom,I think there's a king somewhere, and he doesn't want to talk to me. I'm just kind of being faithful in my corner of the kingdom. The king is far away from me when I think of a kingdom.
当我想到神的王国的时候，在我心里面想象的是在远方的高处有一个王，然后离我非常的远。
But God also talks about his kingdom as a household.
但是呢，上帝在讲述他的王国的时候，就像在讲述一个家。
Now that's very different, isn't it?
那个听起来非常的不一样，难道不是吗？
The people in our household are close to us. They're our relatives. They're our family.
在一个家里边的话，我们都是亲戚，我们都是自己人，我们的关系非常的亲密。
The Bible says that the power of the cross purchased us, bought us.
圣经上说呢，是十字架上边的大能呢，我们被救赎，我们被赎买。
But not as slaves.
不是做一个奴仆。
But as children of free sons of the Father.
而是作为一个拥有自由的上帝的儿子。
We are brought into God's household that we could have a relationship with Him.
我们呢成为神家里边的人，所以我们可以与神有关系。
And that in that relationship with Him, we will have and find that abundant life.
因为与神有关系，我们就可以 过一个啊丰丰富富的生活。
So this I believe is the abundant life that Jesus speaks about.
我相信这个就是主耶稣所希望的一个丰富的生命。
A few days before Jesus was put to the cross,
在被主耶稣被钉十字架的前几天，
he said these words.
他讲了这些话。
Unless a grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it. Whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternity. And if anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also.If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him.
我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。爱惜自己生命的，就失丧生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在那里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
See, the Galatians had forgotten this passage. The Galatians forgot.
Okay. Yeah. So, 加拉太人呢，忘记了神所对他们所说的话。
They were led back to a place where they were trusting themselves.
他们被带领到一个他们相信自己的一个地方。
But Jesus reminds us in this passage that in order to gain the abundant life that he's offering,
主耶稣呢，在这些经文里边呢，提醒我们，如果说你想得到一个丰富的生命，在它里边有一个丰富的生命
，We must submit our life to Jesus.
我们必须完完全全的把我们的生命顺服在主耶稣的脚前。
Sometimes I think of it like this. Like I have a bag of all of the things I think are important to me.
给你举一个例子。就像我有一个袋子里边装满了所有对我来说非常重要的东西。
I've got my career, I've got my education, I've got my hobbies, I've got maybe there's quite a few relationships in there, but it's all of this is who I think I am.
我有我的教育我有我的职业，我有我其他的方方面面的许许多多的关系，但是这些事情对我都非常重要，他们都装在这个袋子里边。
Some of those things are really heavy.
他们中呢有一些非常的重。
It's actually hard to carry, but I try my best because I'm afraid if I let it go, I will lose who I am.
他们尽管如此的重背起来非常的痛苦，但是我依然在尽我所能背他们，因为我担心当我失去他们的时候，对我来说会是一个很大的损失。
Now Jesus is my creator.
主耶稣呢是我的创造者。
He died on the cross so that I could be brought near to Him.
他在十字架上被钉死，所以说呢，我可以靠近他。
And he has this new life for me.
他有这个全新的生命在为我预备。
And he's offering it to me for free.
而且这是一个完全免费的一个全新的生命。
But I can't hold this and accept that at the same time.
但是呢，我不能够同时在背着这些对我来说很重要的袋子，同一时间我在接受来自他的免费的全新的生命。
As Jesus offers this new life to me, if I want to take it, I have to take my bag of stuff and I have to set it down.
如果愿意接受，我需要接受来自主耶稣的生命的话，我需要放下那个重重的袋子。
He says, "Whoever loves this life will lose it."
他说，如果你喜欢这样的袋子的话，你最终会失去他们。
But whoever hates his life in respect to the new life Jesus is giving us.We'll keep it for eternity.
他说了，那些恨恶自己生命的人，最终会从因着主耶稣会得永生。
Then he says, "Whoever, if anyone wants to serve me, he must follow me."
他说了，如果你要是跟从他的话，要服侍他的话，就要跟从他。
And where was Jesus going?
主耶稣究竟要到哪里去
？He was going to the cross.
他走向十字架。
See, Paul writes even that by the same cross that crucified Jesus, I have also been crucified to the world.
就像主耶稣被钉死的十字架，对我们来说，与这个世界来说，我们也被钉死十字架。
That I am dead to sin.
我因着罪死。
That I receive His Holy Spirit.
我因此得到来自他的圣灵。
I hope you see the connection here. It's all through the power of the cross.
我希望你看到这里边的关系, 这个完全是因着十字架上面的大能。
It is through the cross that we come face to face with Jesus.
因着十字架我们可以与主耶稣面对面。
We cannot get there on our own.
我们靠着自己, 我们不能到达那里。
So what do we do?
我们究竟要做什么?
We need to start by meditating on God's word.
我们需要常常来默想主耶稣的话语。
Even the passages that we heard today.
甚至我们今天所听见的这些经文。
And some of the questions I asked, maybe even there's other questions that have popped up in your heart.
我问了一些问题，但是也许有更多的问题在你脑筋里边会跳出来。
Ask those questions.
你可以问这些问题。
Seek God's wisdom for, you know, why you feel a certain way, why you think you have to do this or that.
你可以问上帝，究竟你会有，为什么你会有这样的感觉？你必须如此做，而不是另外一种方式来做。
Meditate on what it means to truly walk in the Spirit of God.
你要仔细地默想，究竟它意味着什么？与神同行，究竟意味着什么？
Jesus lived the abundant life in the presence of men.
主耶稣过了一个非常丰富的生命。
One of the marks of his life was prayer.
其中一个呢，就是祷告。
He would retreat often to go and pray alone.
他经常退缩到某一个地方来祷告。
I think his disciples noticed that and noticed that there was a deep strength because of his time in prayer.
我想他的门徒呢，应该是意识到这一点，在主耶稣的身体里边，他有一个非常深的、非常强的一个力量，是来自于他的祷告。Because
if there's one thing the disciples asked Jesus to teach them, it was how to pray.
其中呢，他的门徒问了主耶稣一件事情，就是说如何祷告。And
Jesus taught them the Lord's Prayer.
主耶稣呢，就教了他们主祷文。
Seek his presence.
寻找他的同在。
Spend time in prayer.
花点时间祷告。
I really think learning how to trust in God and trust in the cross takes time.
我真的相信，学会信靠神是需要时间的。
And I honestly don't think that we are meant to do that by ourselves.
我真的不觉得我们靠我们自己，我们可以如此行。
Even in the beginning, God said it is not good for man to be alone.
即使在创世之初的时候，神已经说过， 男人只有自己的话，男人独居不好。
I think as we explore these kinds of questions and struggle through these kinds of verses, we need a brother or a sister in our lives that can help walk with us.
当我们有痛苦挣扎的时候，我们在读经文、学习圣经的时候，我们需要我们的弟兄和姐妹在我们旁边。
And we can encourage one another to lean on Jesus.
我们可以彼此来鼓励，学习信靠主耶稣。
In Isaiah, Isaiah writes this.
以赛亚书里边如此说。
In returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and trust, you shall have strength.
主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息。 你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们竟自不肯。
Most of the time, we think that we will achieve the abundant life by working harder, being busy, not sleeping very well.
对，常常我们会觉得我们要想过一个丰盛的生命，就是我们非常努力的工作，我们甚至通过没有充足的睡眠来实现这些。
So, guys, we need to remember the gospel.
我们需要记住主耶稣的福音。
Cling to his cross.
靠近他的十字架。
And learn what it means to seek God's kingdom.
我们真的需要学习寻找神的国究竟意味着什么。
Above all other things, learn how to seek God's kingdom.
在所有的事情上面，最重要的就是来寻找神的国度。
Learn what it means that the cross is the wisdom of God and the power of God.
让我们来学习, 上帝的智慧呢，就是在主耶稣的十字架上边。
And if you're here and you're not a believer,
如果你今天在这里，但是你还不是一个基督徒的话，
we're really glad that you're here.
真的很高兴你在这里。
And if some of this was confusing, I'm sorry.
如果有一些地方讲的不是很清楚的话，向你道歉。
But in your life, do you rely on your own strength, your own intelligence, your own wisdom?
在你个人的生活里边，你依靠自己的智慧吗？
Is that where your hope is?
这个是你的希望所在吗？
And if it is, how's that going?
如果真的是的话，那究竟怎么样子呢？
Does it result in peace and hope? Or is it more anxiety and fear?
究竟你这样的一个方式带给你平安喜乐还有信靠吗？还是你有更多的焦虑？
Do you feel confident in who you are, or are you always fighting to build up your own face and your own reputation in front of friends and family?
你有挣扎你自己的身份，你是谁吗？
If you're still carrying around that heavy bag, Jesus offers that you could lay it at His feet.
如果你还在你的生命里边携带这样重重的袋子的话，主耶稣已经说了，你可以把它放下来。
The one true God and Creator invites you to join His family through the blood of His Son, Jesus, through His risen Son, Jesus.
我们唯一的创造主，他邀请你能够来到他的面前。
The Bible teaches us that if we believe in the resurrection of Jesus,
圣经教导我们说，如果我们相信主耶稣的复活，
and we submit to Him as our Lord,
我们来到他的面前，完全的来顺服。
We are accepted into the family of God.
我们就会被接纳为神家中的一员。
And if you'd like to know more about that, please talk to the brother or sister that brought you, or talk to one of the elders of our church.
如果说你希望了解更多的话，你可以和带你来的弟兄姐妹一起交流，或者说和我们其中的任何的弟兄姐妹来交谈你的想法。
And we would love to share more with you.
我相信他们都会愿意跟你有很多的分享。
Let's pray together.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven,
亲爱的天父，
thank you so much for your cross.
谢谢你的十字架。
Thank you for the gospel of Jesus.
谢谢主耶稣带来的福音。
Thank you for recognizing that by ourselves we are hopeless.
谢谢你让我们知道靠着我们自己，我们全然没有希望。
And that you loved us so dearly.That you were willing to sacrifice your son.
你爱我们如此的深，甚至以至于你牺牲了你自己的儿子。
Thank you for leaving your word as a testimony to who you are.
谢谢用你的话语作为一个很好的见证。
And I ask, Lord, for myself and for all of us, for forgiveness for the times that we rely on our own strength.
主啊，我在这里我代表我自己，还有我们中间所有的人，我们祈求你的原谅。为着我们曾经撒谎。
Teach us, O Lord.
教导我们，主啊。
In your Holy Spirit.
在你的圣灵里边。
To lean on the power of your cross.
让我们学会信靠你的十字架，十字架的大能。
To trust in your grace.
信靠你的恩典。
And to submit to you with everything that we have.
把我们所有的东西都全然交托在你的面前。
Teach us the hope of the resurrection.
让我们知道重生的大能。
Teach us the hope of eternal life with you.
让我们知道永生的希望。
Teach us to pray well.
让我们知道学会如何来祷告。
And as we pray, especially as we pray for those things that make our hearts anxious.
尤其是在我们祷告那些让我们感到焦虑的事情的时候。
Would you give us peace?
求主你给我们平安。
Lord, thank you for this morning and for the worship.
主啊，我们为着今天早上的敬拜向你献上感谢。
Would you be pleased with the service, with our service this morning?
求主悦纳我们今天的敬拜。
And fill us with your spirit for the rest of this week.
求主也用你的圣灵充满我们马上下边的一个星期。
Help us to remember your word and meditate.On the truths that you've taught us this morning.
求主让我们帮助我们能够记起你的话语，也让我们可以常常默想你的教导。
Thank you, Lord, for calling us part of your household and your family.
主啊，谢谢你，让我们可以成为你家中的一员。
We pray all these things in the name of Jesus and for His kingdom.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.